someone at Boeing, and he gave me this number and felt that I should call you. I live in Richmond Beach, right off the water, and I saw a kind of an unusual craft of some kind. I don't know what it was.
Okay, would you like to describe what happened?
Yes. I had been to Waxing Rain to buy some paint, and I came home, and I was sitting in the car, and I was listening to a song, and then I got out of the car and started to get my dogs out, and I just, you know, noticed lights. And so I looked up, and I can't really estimate exactly how high it was, maybe 300 feet, maybe lower, I don't know. And I saw two lights, and they were flashing very sporadically. And then I saw one light, and it wasn't a strobe. It wasn't going around like a normal plane. It was kind of flashing.
Mm-hmm.
And so then I watched it for a second, and I thought, well, you know, it's kind of a funny plane. I didn't think too much of it. And then all of a sudden, I saw maybe six or seven more lights, and they were extremely bright, and they were flashing all over it, and they were all white. And then I thought it moved kind of quickly, and it was to the left of me, and then it was to the right of me, and then it was sort of to the front of me, and it was flashing real funny all this time, you know, all these lights, and then maybe one, and then a whole bunch, and then, you know, and I never saw any red lights or any green lights, although it was at different angles, and I was really watching it, you know, and it's really clear tonight, and it's kind of low, and then I decided that I'd better get someone, so I ran in the house and told my husband to come out and see this thing, and he watched it, and it went in a northeasterly direction, and it seemed to be kind of low, and moving first kind of slow, then kind of fast, and, you know, it was not really zigzagging, but it was just picking up speed and then decreasing, kind of funny. And he watched it fly off, and he saw it too, and it was a really peculiar type of light. It wasn't a revolving strobe, and I don't know, it was just these lights seemed to be kind of one-sided on it, you know, when they were flashing the brightest.
I see.
And I don't really know what else, and there wasn't any noise. I mean, we didn't hear any helicopter, you know. We could have heard, I think, the helicopters that were that low, and didn't notice any aircraft engines, and, you know, I could have been terribly excited maybe and overlooked that, but I didn't recall hearing anything at all.
Okay, could you see a fuselage of any kind?
Not at all. No shape whatsoever. Just the light. It was like there was nothing there except light. It was really peculiar. You know, it was like you could almost look through whatever was there. It was just dark. I mean, no, nothing.
Well, did the lights themselves take any kind of a shape?
Well, like I say, they started out with like the two lights, and then there was like one, and they were kind of to, the way I was looking at it, kind of to the right of it. And then, okay, it's hard to describe on the phone. Then they sort of got to one side of those two lights, you know, a whole bunch of them. And they almost, you know how when you observe a shooting star, they have a little tail?
Right.
Okay, well, that's sort of what they looked like. They were so bright. They would, they seemed to be almost ejecting themselves from those two lights, you know. They were,
I see. Uh-huh.
They were, well, they were just so bright. They were leaving little tails,
uh-huh.
You know, like a, well, like a bright star or maybe a headlight if you look at it real right in your eye or something, you know, it just kind of, but they seemed to be to one side of the two.
Okay, those that seemed to be ejected, did they just take off and leave or did they just remain
no,
in
no,
the
no,
area?
They just seemed to glow and then they would go out and then the whole process would start over again real zigzaggedy and then the two and then the one, you know, and there was just no pattern to them.
I see.
It was real funny.
Okay.
It was like they were, only thing, like a neon light when it shorts out or something, you know, how it kind of just keeps flashing.
Oh, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was the pattern that they seemed to be following, and they didn't go anywhere. They just would die out, and then they'd come on again. And when it was flying off, my husband came out, and I, at that time, there were what looked like two lights flickering brightly, then one, and then maybe three when he saw it. And, like he said, you know, that he'd never seen anything flicker like that either. And we've seen a lot of planes at night on the water like this. But, and in fact, we, you know, we've been looking at planes since just to see, and nothing at all like that. It was really funny.
And you were looking due west? They were over the water at all times?
No, they weren't over the water. We live right off the water, maybe a half a mile or maybe three quarters of a mile from the water's edge, and they were almost directly, it was almost directly over my driveway
when
I spotted it. And then it seemed to be closer to the water, and then back kind of behind my neighbor's house across the street, and then heading northeasterly.
Okay. Now, do you have any estimate of distance? Well, no, that would you say it was practically overhead, but how about altitude?
I don't have a good gauge of altitude, first of all. I mean, it's hard for me to estimate, you know, footage. I'm not real good at that, but from the treetops and everything, I'd have to say maybe 200 feet.
Okay.
Or so. Maybe lower, maybe slightly higher. I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
It would be really difficult for me to...
And you didn't pick up any sound at all?
No sounds at all. And,
okay.
I could hear dogs. The dogs were all barking in the neighborhood and everything. And my dog, I just went off and left him, you know, standing there. And that's really unusual for me. But the only thing I could think of was, first of all, I thought, well, I'm going to scream. And then I thought, well, that's dumb, you know, what's that going to do? So then I thought, well, someone's got to see this. So I ran in and got my husband as quickly as I could because it was starting to leave when I decided to come in. And he ran out very quickly and stood on the bench on our deck, which is a little higher, and he could see it. And as far as he was concerned, he had never seen anything like that either.
Was anyone in the residence in your home watching television at the time?
Yes, they were.
Did they notice anything happening to the TV?
Oh, I don't know. Just a second. Bob, when you were in the house, you were watching the television, right? What happened to the set? Did it act funny, or did the picture get fuzzy? My husband says, yes, there was. How much before I came home, honey? He says about 5 minutes before I arrived home, the set had lines going through it.
Okay.
He said no. He said it would be closer to 10 minutes before I got home.
Okay.
And like I say, I sat in the driveway and listened to a song, so that was probably 2 or 3 minutes there.
Okay.
You know,
now, when you were listening to that song, did you notice anything unusual about the radio?
Nothing at all about the car radio.
Okay.
And, anyway, it was weird. I can't tell you what that did to me. That was just...
Is this the first time you've ever seen a UFO?
Well, I don't even know if that's what it was, but yeah, it was the first time I've ever seen anything like that, yes. And at first, you know, I just, normal reaction, oh, what is that, you know, what's that dummy doing, you know, he must really be a screwball flying like that, you know, and I thought, God, man, he's really got lights all over that thing, you know, just typical, you know, reaction like that I would have, and then I thought, my God, you know, that guy isn't, you know, that's weird.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden, you know, I realized maybe that might not be a plane or a helicopter. And that's when I started to get a little bit excited. But like I was pretty, in fact, I was, you know, just kind of nonchalantly observing the thing at first because I just, you know, it never even dawned on me that it could be anything else but a plane. And I just thought, oh, God, you know. And I wasn't excited or anything when I first looked at it. I guess maybe that's why I looked at it so closely. But, man... After the first couple of seconds and it started to sink in, I got a little bit excited then. And I admit I was getting a little bit panicky.
Did you have any unusual feelings, physical or mental, at all?
No, I haven't.
How about while you were watching it, other than being excited?
I was terribly excited. I began to get a little bit afraid. But, in fact, I get a little bit funny when I think about it. But didn't really feel fear or anything like that until after I'd really watched it for a minute, and then it began to frighten me because I didn't know what it was.
Right.
And then I got kind of excited after I had come in the house, like I had to run out and see it again, you know, like I had to prove it to myself the second time that it was really there.
Sure.
And then I kind of felt assured when I looked at it the second time. But I've had dreams before about, you know, like I might watch a movie on television or something, and I might dream about a UFO, but nothing like that. I mean, just dumb dreams that I could have eaten something.
What time did you spot that, Bob?
It would have been, it must have been just before 9 o'clock.
Okay.
I didn't even look at the clock. Isn't that dumb? I should have done that. It was just before 9 o'clock, wasn't it? 5 minutes to 9, my husband said. I knew it had to be closed because I was trying to make the store before it closed.
Okay, fine. Well, I think I got just about everything. Now, there's one thing. While it's still fresh in your mind,
yes.
I would like you to make a drawing showing
of what I saw.
Right.
okay.
And then what we would like to do is come out for just a short visit and interview you on this and find out exactly where this was seen in relation to your home.
Okay, I will. I kind of drew it as I was talking to you just to kind of try and help me explain how the lights were. It was really funny. You know, it. I guess the way I could describe it best is when we go and watch the fireworks, sometimes they shoot off when it explodes, it doesn't explode right. It kind of fizzles out to
right.
one side.
Uh-huh.
I guess that would be closest to what it looked like. I mean, like it was lopsided or,
uh-huh.
you know, all to one side and then the center light here. But anyway, I'll be more than happy to do it now, so I'll have it, you know.
Fine. And then can we get back to you later for an interview?
Yes, you may.
Okay.
Certainly. I feel kind of, you know, like when I first thought about it, first thing I did was I called my neighbor because she's kind of cool-headed about things like this, and I thought, well, maybe she'll talk me out of it. And I was really upset, and she said, well, call the tower out at SeaTac, and then he said call Payne Field. So I tried, neither one of them answered, so then I called the police, and then the police gave me Boeing's tower, and then they gave me your number.
Uh-huh, fine.
Do you know when approximately you would be coming out to...
Well, you'll probably hear from us tomorrow.
Okay.
Someone will be calling you.
Okay, fine. Well, thank you very much. Just out of curiosity, has anyone else called you, or...?
Not this evening.
Oh, that's really weird. oh, well, anyway, I don't know what to say. But anyway, fine. Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks again for calling.
Uh-huh.